God, everybody. All right, we gonna be, oh, it's dark as fuck on the street. Told you the block went out. Went crazy. All right, we're back for a take two.
Take two.
Well, not like a take. This is Has Been's podcast. Mm-hmm. Like episode, what is this? Six and a half?
Yeah.
Six and a half.
We can go
because,
there.
Yeah, we were just mid-show, mid-recording. We just kind of lost power. I don't know if it's a...
And we back.
We put, yeah. Cam, Torn, Mike.
Skirt.
We ducked off somewhere in Atlanta, Georgia. I don't know what's going on. It's like a...
We don't know.
It ain't even raining or nothing.
Yeah, it's like it seemingly like people, somebody, power, something happened. But we had a power outage. That's hilarious. So this is take two. It's your boy, Cam. Has Been's pod, man. Moment of silence for our social media real quick. Get straight into it. Has Been's pod. Wildcard TV. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, tap in with us. Also, make sure you tap in with us on YouTube, man. Make sure you subscribe, push the notification bell, because that's the way that you ensure you get locked in with us, with the podcast and all other content we got coming for you soon, soon, soon. So tap in with us. And we're going to get right back into it, man. Mental health check again.
I'm great right now. Solid week so far, you know. Looking forward to the draft this Thursday.
Make that trade, me? Mike. Huh? Make that trade in the draft, man. We need that. What y'all got, the 8-pick, 9-pick?
Yeah, we got the 8-pick.
Yeah, go ahead and send that to L.A.
You want that.
We're going to get Mike.
You're fiending for that, huh?
Wouldn't be mad if it's going to get us a nice little wide receiver out there.
Like a lot of them out there.
It's a big three.
Yeah, that's it.
I would only want to trade up for the big three.
The big three.
If we don't trade up for the big three and we stay where we at, we can go defense.
Okay.
You can go get Brian Thomas. Stop acting like
I
it.
I don't want him.
He's okay.
It's value, you know what I'm saying?
What you mean by it? You remember when Justin Jefferson went like after a lot of them?
Yeah, the draft is a crapshoot.
So I'm letting you know that if that guy goes –
I'm not.
If anybody goes,
LSU bias.
Okay.
Maybe we trade back in to get him. But if we trading up, I want one of the big three.
Oh no, you don't trade up to get him. I'm saying you just get him in your spot.
No, at 19, I want to go defense.
If Brian Thomas is on the board at 19, you should take
him. It's mad offense that's going the first half of the draft. Watch.
Let's start right there at the fucking draft. Then let's get it.
I'll be at the ends this Thursday.
I don't know.
On that the field. Like,
that sounds good, right?
That's it. Yeah. I mean, I didn't know if that was the right thing, but we're going to invest the one. It was it was enough.
Yeah.
We appreciate the sound bite.
You set it off, right?
So, so I'll stop talking shit. What y'all going to do in the draft, Mike?
Going to the draft party?
Well, hold on. Before we talk, because we'll get stuck in these Falcons, tell me. Okay. We're going to start, obviously, your team.
Appreciate it.
What you want to do with your pick. But also kind of just some of your, you know, players in the draft, you kind of want to see where they go. Like, what just kind of tell me what players those are, too.
Overall excitement.
Yeah, so now you can go, Mike. I just want to set the tone for the conversation for this guy.
Before I start, man, shout out to Matt Ryan retiring. You know what I mean?
Fuck about Matt Ryan, loser.
I respect Matt Ryan.
He was a GOAT.
Nothing but respect for Matt Ryan. Continue, man. Stop it, Torn.
You should tear your asses up. That's why.
That's why you had nothing but respect for him.
Shout out to Matt Ryan.
Hope Mike got respect for Drew Brees. I don't know.
Yeah. He's solid dude to me.
Solid dude.
He'll give me a fist pump. I'll give him a fist pump. But in the draft, I think we either going to go Dallas Turner or get Michael Penix from Washington.
At that pick?
Yeah. And then.
What'd you say?
At 8?
Michael Penix or who?
Or Dallas Turner, bro.
At 8?
At 8.
I ain't been hearing. Is he shooting up like that?
Who?
Yeah, he's shooting up.
Who are you talking about?
Penix.
No.
Yeah.
His over-under is 32.5.
All right.
People might trade up at the end of the first round to get him, but I think he's going to be a second rounder.
Okay. Well, we might get 8. I don't know. We got caught up with tampering. Shout out to.
Who y'all tampering with?
Kirk Cutts.
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to take you. I hope they take you.
What they talking about taking? They're going to take it.
It'll probably be next year, honestly.
next year's seventh round pick.
So y'all had already been talking to Bruh.
Yeah, the game is the game.
The game is the game. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody pre-negotiate.
But outside of my pick, I'm looking forward to seeing where Jaden Daniels goes. I want to see where these receivers go. I mean, I feel like they're going to.
Jaden Daniels. Go ahead. He's quarterback.
Yeah.
I just want to let it be known. Wherever Jaden Daniels go, a piece of my loyalty coming.
About 10%?
Starting that. We're going to go ahead. About 10% of that motherfucker.
You might be a Viking.
See, hell no.
He can't be a Viking.
Falcons got a better chance.
He might be a Viking, you know what I'm saying?
No, sir.
Kayla go one.
It's going to be interesting.
Then two, they fuck y'all up and go JJ or Drake May.
Yeah.
And three, you got Boston.
I've been told John McCarthy was a dog, though.
You got New England. It's hit or miss if they're going to bring a black quarterback in like that.
So they may trade back.
And the Vikings is there lurking. They already traded and got the Texans pick.
That top 10 going to be real interesting.
They might throw some shit together.
I feel like people that seen CJ Stroud and they like, nah, we ain't got to.
CJ Stroud went number two.
Yeah, but I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. Jaden go number two. I'm saying, you starting to see this.
That's my point.
You don't need a project quarterback. Drake May is a project quarterback. Like, sometimes you got to get a guy who can come in and win ball games now if we put the right pieces around him.
That's Jaden.
It just depends on that team.
So I don't think my boy going to the Commanders. I don't think Jaden. Yeah, Vikings.
They ready to go? Or they gonna try to build with Jaden?
They gonna get Jaden. They let the pass rushers go, but they still got some receivers. They got Dotson. They got McLaurin.
They got some money still. Kind of trash still. You think like
you as good as your quarterback, man?
Number two pick. Mm-hmm. They had all the cash space in the world. They got new ownerships.
Yep.
They're getting a new coach. Who's their coach? Dan Quinn.
D'Amico Ryans came in and got the Texans,
that's
right?
That's D'Amico.
Dan Quinn liked that. Mike.
He's all right.
There you go. He's all right. But that's not who they wanted, though.
Dan Quinn went ball games.
But that's not who they wanted. They wanted bro up in Detroit.
Sorry.
Who?
They wanted Ben Johnson in Detroit.
That's cool.
So I judge you when you strike out.
Dan Quinn, a good guy to come in and get you a good culture going with it.
Yeah, man. I agree. They might just be average.
That's cool.
And they
had
the, you heard they had the Top Golf party for like 20 draft picks.
That was crazy.
Kind of throw.
It was a little crazy.
We're just going to kick it with everybody.
That's new owners not understanding how this shit works.
That's the regime. That's kind of cool, though. I kind of rock with that.
You like it?
Yeah, let's see who's going to rise. Let's see who'll rise in the moment.
See how they just react to some. See what type of nigga this is,
just
man.
Just spin them, you know what I'm saying?
You see a nigga's palm sweaty and shit. Just in a room with some other draft
picks. Some other alphas, you know what I'm saying? The top other four picks?
Get this nigga up out of here, man.
I like that.
And as soon as they did that, your boy started, I'm going to visit the Vikings.
Jay?
Yeah, because he was just Commanders before. That's why I say that. I think Commanders, you don't know what they're going to do. Wild card.
It is. They're going to kick the draft off, though, for sure.
That should be interesting.
Because we know Caleb
USC, baby. One.
And then the Commanders going to kick shit off. Magic Johnson kicking it off, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out Magic.
Yeah.
Irvin Magic Johnson.
What else y'all looking forward to in the draft?
Saints, man. We got the 14th pick.
Go lineman, dog.
That's kind of what I'm feeling. I like it's a lot of old linemen in this draft.
Let's get you a tackle.
I just want us to grab one.
I wouldn't have been mad if we did that.
We kind of stuck with Derek Carr right now. Let's go ahead and get him everything he needs to help us win about 10 to 11 games. You know what I mean? So, yeah. 10 to 11. Here you go.
I just said
here you go.
That division is trash. He can do that.
Yeah. Rams, what you feeling?
So, we do need defense. We just lost AD. There ain't no replacing AD in the draft or in free agency.
Potentially, you can.
You never know.
Potentially.
You drafted Aaron Donald, so you can potentially replace.
Byron Murphy or something like that, the big D tackle. Like, that would be cool. You know, we get a pass rusher. So, like, Latu, UCLA, Jared Verse, or bro from Alabama. What's his name? Turner?
Yeah, man.
Somebody might fall to us. We could do that. But.
Okay.
We might just want to go fast. You know what I'm saying? Sean McVay. That's the guy right there.
All right.
So, like I was talking to you earlier, Mike, what's up with that 8 pick? Ooh. We trade on up. We give you this pick. And you know, let's fuck them kids. It'd be another pick in there.
All right.
We make it sweet for y'all. Y'all already like our sons. You know what I'm saying? Half the organization is from us.
True.
You know what I'm saying? So, we already got that relationship.
Yeah.
Let's break bread. You get some more pieces. You know what I'm saying? And you can still draft
what
whatever.
Pick
what the 8? We're at 19.
19.
Yeah, 19. We're at 8.
Y'all trying to move there?
It's they want defense.
Shit, why you? They just got to take.
They can wait.
I know that help y'all out, but why would they just take Dallas?
Because you can get more picks.
But Dallas Turner could be really good.
But is Dallas Turner better than Jared Verse or Latu? They all, you know what I'm saying? They all like pretty much grade the same.
They all in the middle of the pack.
And the defense is going later. You can get a good defender later on.
They can go corner too. Y'all school me right now.
They can go corner too.
I just know I'm following Jaden, and I just hope the Saints draft some shit to help Derek Carr.
This mock draft I'm looking at now, they got Falcons taking Terrion Arnold at 8 DB. But there's mad corners out there.
We're going to see, man.
So they need to go defense.
Michael Penix.
And I can see them niggas going.
Why don't y'all just take a wide receiver then?
You don't need to get Michael Penix.
You never know.
That would be sick. In a nasty way, though. Y'all don't need a wide receiver.
Why not?
Go to the motherfuckers you got.
Forward thinking. Like McVay.
Yeah, lie from my tree.
Come on now.
Get Drake London up out of there. You just
get Drake
go ahead
London
and take
the
names.
Ball.
Yeah,
Drake just get, stay there. Get Pitts the ball, actually. I want to compete
Drake,
this year.
Pitts,
in the
Neighbors.
In the Dynasty
Bijan and Algier. And we'll just go get an edge rusher somewhere.
Bijan gonna eat this year too.
Don't just look. Actually, the wave now was going to get a deep tackle anyway.
Yeah.
Interior lineman, man, is the wave. So.
Push him back.
We'll see.
You trying to collapse pockets. That's what you do.
It should be interesting, man.
They scheming DNs out of there now.
In fact. That's what I'm saying. Like, I wouldn't be mad at either the D tackles. Or really, I just want the one from Texas, not the Illinois guy. Or trade up and give me Roman Dunze. Or any of those three big three. I know it's not going to be Marvin.
This nigga want them three wide receivers.
Marvin don't know.
That's
hey,
all he
man.
Want.
Nigga, don't he nobody
wants,
got three wide receivers.
Dude, you are a Bengals fan.
Even when they had T. Higgins. And
San Francisco got three wide receivers. Kittle's a receiver.
No, that's a tight end.
That nigga's a receiver.
Draft a tight end, nigga.
I would draft Brock right. Bowers if
we
can
get there we him. Go. Go get Brock Bowers. Now you talking about something.
But that's not really McVay like, bag. McVay want.
Shit. Play action that big.
Imagine
big.
Rome.
No.
You got Puka over here.
But imagine Brock Bowers
in
that
slot.
Big 12. He running that big play action he liked to run. And then Matt Stafford pull that ball out of. Here come Brock Bowers just coming across the middle like looking like Kittle. Bob Bowers will look just like George Kittle out there.
We need a receiver long term. Cooper Kupp's not for long.
That's a receiver, too. You know the tight end catch the ball, too.
But I don't need that right now.
You got Puka. You got a tight end. That serves you better than two wide receivers anyway.
I doubt that.
Ask Travis Kelce.
That's just him and Patty.
Ask Pat Mahomes.
That's just him and Patty. They are the outliers.
Ask Lamar Jackson when he got Mark Andrews.
I don't know, man.
If you get,
I'm not mad at a tight end, but give me that wideout. Give me Rome. That's gonna be a star. Rome over here. You got Puka.
Rome ass gonna be sitting on the bench on third and three. Rome gonna be no, you ain't. Nigga,
y'all trips. We gonna be in trips.
Sean McVay gonna run that bitch. Man, Sean
running trips and run a reverse.
See it. Loss of three.
It shall be interesting on Thursday.
He over here on that
and. And we just, that motion offense is going at all times. People are going to be moving around. Stop playing
this
with us.
This nigga think he USC backup. This nigga running college offense and shit out here.
That's McVay. Nah. Watch this play.
Mm-mm.
Watch this play. It'd be a lot of pre-snap motion with them.
But guess what?
What?
It's beef in the air. Y'all wanted chaos. Chaos is here. Yeah. The Civil War is forming. And, you know, it's just hella fighting right now. Skirmishes. Niggas don't even know whose side they on yet.
Niggas just
smacking each
other. Left and right, it's just.
The rap game is crazy right now.
You remember that Chappelle episode where they was like, how white people respond to the electric guitar?
Yeah.
That's how motherfucker this how Kendrick just got niggas acting, bro. Ever since Kendrick made that verse, everybody just tripping, bro. It's just fucking niggas is going
it's
crazy.
The moon. It was on the moon, man.
The eclipse. That's what you might get sticking to it.
Tell you.
But yeah, Chris Brown and Quavo going crazy.
That's a good one. Chris Brown probably got the best diss tape out right now.
He got a music video. I don't know if y'all know.
Yeah, stop playing with Ross.
He's not playing. It's a music video for Drake.
Playing
diss.
My boy Champagne Moments.
This nigga, Rick Ross, this nigga got a professional video.
Video.
This is where you get to throw your money around again. He trying to show you how much money he got. I will make a music video if he had did something.
Hey,
amen. I love it, Ross.
It's getting crazy. Hey,
Ross is. I love Ross though.
Ross ain't lose. He's part of the. He ain't lose.
Ross competing right now.
The song
good.
Ross trying to get that money.
Ross
is
having fun, though.
He's having a blast.
He's just having fun.
Nigga shot a music video. Come on, Rick Ross.
He got nothing going on.
Drake having fun, too, as of right now.
He is.
But I think, you know, Kendrick, I don't know what he's doing. I don't know. I'm not used to his style. His timing is different than other people. I'm just going. It is.
Where's this clock come from?
I feel like the clock
started when Kendrick made that verse, and it was like Drake got to say something, and he can't wait. That's when the clock started.
I feel
started.
Like he says
somebody said he can't wait.
He didn't say that.
He never said that.
I remember
in the booth.
He was one of the few that said that he had time.
You just got to say something.
Yeah,
he was there. I will give him that much. I want to kick his fucking back in too, but not today. Okay. Not right now.
That's a rare moment right there. Okay.
Yeah, I'm on your side.
He started that narrative like, yeah, what's taking so long? He did that to Meek Mill.
I understand it's a game, so I'm not Kendrick. Not on this like clock. I'm not like I'm just like hoping for it.
Me too.
Because I just want to see it. I'm microwave.
Diss these niggas.
Yeah, I'm microwave. I want this motherfucking skirmish.
Everybody versus
cracking.
Everybody.
Right.
I want them to be forever. Be 50 making tracks. Fuck it. We don't fuck with this dude.
I want Chris Brown and Quavo to shoot the fade.
Yeah.
So they're going to have to fight because Chris Brown can fight. I don't know if Quavo can fight, but we know Chris Brown kind of, he get into his fair share of skirmishes where he got at least enough experience where he going to look all right in there. I don't know that they can't really hoop against, they can play basketball against each other.
They both nice. But that's going to end up in a fight, too.
But I got Breezy.
Yeah.
So you got Breezy?
He can't beat Breezy in a dance, though.
No.
He can hoop better than Breezy.
I don't think so.
Nah, he can.
I don't think so.
Breezy might be behind Davies.
Nah.
Breezy the hooper on the low.
The best hoopers.
Damian Gillard.
Nah.
Gilly the Kid.
Gilly will get his ass.
Gilly is hooping out here.
He be straight, but he... Who he be cooking?
Whoever out there. I only see somebody the highlights
really,
that he
somebody really guard his old ass, man. He ain't doing nothing, man. Hell no. Nigga really clamp Gilly ass, man.
I'm giving Gilly.
But Gilly, but for what he be out there doing on tape, I'm going to respect
it. I seen
Lil
Durk hoop. He's nice.
He cool. But Gilly, yeah, he can be now definitely mentioned on this list we talking about, though, for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for certain. J. Cole.
Yeah. He actually did it professionally.
I think J. Cole will be. That's what he's going to have to do.
You think Mason Cameron can still hoop?
Hell no.
No, they done.
Cameron can barely rap still.
Oh, shit.
You heard how he kind of sounded winded on that motherfucking J. Cole. That J. Cole shit was fire, but it was like.
I don't even listen
He was
to
on
that
bitch
one.
Like.
He apologized too quick. I can't go back to that project.
It's a really good project, though.
I've never
touched it.
Good, man.
And I was a fan, man.
Can't do it.
Y'all know.
You feel betrayed right now as a fan?
Yeah.
I understand.
I feel robbed of a moment.
I feel. Yeah. That only because they just fit this weak ass.
He could have just not participated in that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He used it up to a certain point.
It still hurt me seeing 7 minute drill down on there, though. Yeah. He really took it down.
Quickly. He let it do its thing for a week.
Finish him, Kendrick.
Get them numbers up. Nah, we out of here.
Kendrick, we not even sacrificing him because we scared of you. We sacrificing him because he deserves it.
He deserves it.
Kendrick, take him. Do with him what you may.
That's funny.
Yeah, he said he's going to stick his chin out or some weird shit like that.
Yeah, whatever you do to me, you can slap me, please. I'm sorry.
Get up. Bitch ass. Be a man, nigga.
Stand the fuck up out of fucking fix his fucking shirt, man.
Get your you could have just did the diss and then not said nothing about it afterwards.
Yeah, and just like
left get it as an elephant in the room.
Yeah. He probably wouldn't even say nothing about it next time they saw each other. Nah, they'd have to talk about it for sure. Like, damn, you thought my shit was whack too?
I think he's just gonna tear his ass up. Once Kendrick come out here, y'all see? I'm not crazy.
Drop and give me 50.
I've just been telling y'all for 10 years this was coming.
I mean,
you ain't told me shit.
That's a lie.
You ain't told me shit.
I ain't tell you the J. Cole thing, but I told you this Drake and Kendrick thing was a real thing.
So what else going on? Any other beefs? Any new beefs outside of the Quavo and Chris Brown? They songs was vulgar too. Whoa.
Yeah.
They going at it. This is real personal. This is beyond the music.
This is better than honestly better.
That's why I said they seem to fight.
No, this one's not better.
It's actually different.
It's different.
This one is like some shit that can nigga can get shot outside the club on.
I don't think it's
you know these. Nah, these niggas love high these
heads.
Women.
They high heads.
Nah, they really go places about these women, bro. They, you know what a dude to do about his woman?
Yeah, they take it too far.
They take shit too far.
Crash out.
Crash out.
Ain't neither one of y'all a woman no more.
Nah.
Karrueche!
Got my boy Breezy. I don't like that though, Breezy. Breezy like Rihanna, like, not Rihanna. I actually can't say that together right now. But how Drake is about Rihanna, Breezy like that about Karrueche, bro. She got a hold on, bro. It's like, bro, that shit so.
She thought she got the fire. Ain't you know? I feel him a little
never
bit.
Know, man.
I feel him a little bit. Gotta relax, but
she must be doing something. Got both of them boys going crazy and making songs about her. Yeah, crazy.
Absolutely.
Sweetie was mad that Quavo used her name. Put the screenshots up of the DMs.
Oh yeah, him being him like, and messenger.
Man, we used to be like this, real mushy in the DMs. That's tough.
Left him on red.
Ooh. I ain't seen that.
Yeah, it was tough out here.
It's getting real messy. It's a civil war, man. 2024 is a year.
We all predicting getting in next.
Me, nigga.
Who? Who you beefing with?
Can't talk about it.
Okay.
But, Kendrick eventually got to drop.
You said what?
Kendrick got to eventually drop.
Oh, yeah, it's coming soon. I'm waiting.
You know what I'm saying? I don't have no if clock.
I'm going to start a beef.
Yeah.
I'm going to come to KDOT. Drop me a diss track.
You'll never hear it.
You'll never hear it. I know the right people.
Yeah,
I get it out. Who
you gonna give it to?
Huh?
Who you gonna give it to?
A couple people, man.
Yeah. You know a few DJs.
You know what?
You know a few DJs.
I do.
You got anybody else?
Spin
you
that bitch
you
in
got anybody in real life that like actually hear your shit you wanna do? Like, they just beefing, yeah.
They gonna play it in a bar in Tuscaloosa.
I go crazy.
You ain't got nobody in real life outside of... You got anybody else to diss to him?
To diss?
Yeah.
I still ain't forgave Will Smith for slapping Chris Rock. If we're being honest. That was unnecessary, man.
Let him know. Let Will know.
Slapping on Chris Rock.
Over women, man. Come on, man.
And then you see how she was acting? He was projecting your bullshit on fucking Chris. But anyway,
yeah, lost control.
I don't got no beef. You got any beef right now, man?
I'm good right now. I'm trying to think. I really want a beef or something. Sure, right? It's in the air. It's in the air.
I thought you had the Black Forces on.
Nah, I'm chilling. I'm all black for real, but I ain't no Black Forces. I don't got no smoke.
Oh well.
I don't got none. I want some though. I really wish I could find I've been chilling so much.
She on edge.
Nah, I'm good.
It's just that year. You gotta get that shit out.
I'm watching everybody else just get their shit up. I'm like, yeah. I wish it was somebody out there right now. But I'm good right now.
You can do that in traffic.
No.
You gotta keep your windows rolled up.
No, that's the worst place to do.
I be cussing
their ass. She can get out of hand.
Fucking dumbass. I cut somebody out in the car, but my window's up.
I used to cuss the people out there when we used to be wearing hella masks back in the day. I just cuss you the fuck out.
Bubbling in there, got a window down.
No, I'd be right.
We still hear you.
I'd be right here, like in the fucking store, like this dumbass.
Stupid.
Hell no. Hell yeah. But now I ain't got no beef. But, excuse me, TikTok users could soon find the popular social media service is either under new ownership or outright banned in the U.S.
As of when?
It wouldn't happen like right now, but it's like on the horizon. Tuesday, which is the day. They advanced like the foreign aid package and all that stuff. And I think it has to be, it's a year, but they the House passed the bill and I think it made it through the Senate. I think now it's like on Biden's desk type shit.
Sign that shit, my boy.
But the bill would pretty much force the Chinese owner of TikTok to sell his stake, or it'll essentially become banned in the United States, which pretty much is a large demographic of the social media sites.
Yeah.
Yep. Content like, creators.
Yeah, creators, base, financial, platform, however you want to look at it. Yeah, so it's a big deal for there. Like all sides, like for the creators who built a life off of this platform, they're fucking running around in circles like, what the fuck, what the fuck, what the fuck. Because, you know, what, it was a couple months ago, I guess we were talking about this. And it was like all just like folklore, like, oh, hell no. Now the shit passed, like, oh, shit.
I understand passing it, though. Because, you know, you don't want those other countries just collecting our data like that.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that either.
Because that's what, at the baseline of it, that's what it's about. If nigga, we gonna watch y'all data. It can't be China watching y'all data.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if anybody gonna sit here and just look at all y'all data and be calculating it and shit, definitely. So I'm with that too. Because one thing about it, man, we are still in America, so
yeah, man.
I at least want the motherfucker to be a little safe for me.
Yeah, sure.
I figure out these motherfuckers here. We gonna get these motherfuckers here straight. Yeah. But we do need to be protected against a foreign, you know what I mean?
It could be a while, man. I mean, I'm investing in TikTok. I just actually bought something off TikTok.
That wasn't TikTok. That IPO had just dropped. What was that? Was it TikTok or was it? What? It was another social media. It was Reddit.
Okay.
They just became publicly traded about a couple months ago.
Oh, yeah, they did.
It boomed off the jump. I know it had dipped again. Didn't go as well as they thought. But yeah, you got some stock, you got some stocks in TikTok.
Yeah, man.
My boy used enough. He said, I got to go get some of this. Yeah, man. Respect, man. Shout out to you and investing. But yeah. So hopefully, you know, I'm sure they're going to sell, though. They're going to just sell it to some American company or some shit.
Yeah, for sure.
Here, bro. Y'all got it.
At least cash out.
Sheesh.
That's a big boy political move right there.
Yeah. Who should buy it?
Who? Oh, Magic. TikTok? Magic Johnson.
That's a good name.
Yeah.
I was going to say maybe probably Bill Cosby. Be honest.
Ain't Magic that nigga incarcerated?
Nah, he out here in the streets.
He back out?
Yeah, he back outside.
Who? Really?
Bill Cosby.
I ain't know that.
He been out for some time.
What's some time?
Year plus.
Oh, he back.
Yeah.
He ain't putting pops
and
shit.
He can't on TikTok, though. I was just
kidding. Yeah, that's crazy. I wasn't with you.
A little bit you were.
No, not a little bit.
A little bit.
I ain't even want to. I was just going. I wanted to just kind of slide by.
It could be bad. Damn.
No. I'm going Magic Johnson buying TikTok.
I'm with that. Shout out Magic. Like it for life.
And then every time you get on TikTok, you got like a personalized Magic message.
Yo, Magic Johnson tweets during the playoffs?
My
10
boy
out
was,
of 10.
My boy was so hurt.
He couldn't finish.
10 out of 10.
My boy was like, I am so devastated. I couldn't even tweet last night. I'm like, nigga, I feel you, bro.
Yeah, nah, I was in the middle of
tossing and turning like J. Cole.
Somebody tweeted for me. Okay.
I was tossing and turning like J. Cole last night.
What the fuck? I didn't go to sleep for like 2 hours after that.
Devastated.
I'm exhausted right now because I was mad last night.
Yeah, stayed up.
You invested, man. It'll do it to you.
Sinus is kicking my ass. I had training this morning. I had to go in and shit. Be all social.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But what else going on? You say some wild shit brewing in Tennessee, ain't it, Twan?
Yeah, so they got a bill passed where it's going to allow them to arm some teachers in classrooms. So it's not all of the teachers are just strapped, but there's going to be...
What grade?
I don't think it's specified.
Okay.
It might just be all the schools. Okay. And public school grounds.
Okay.
So it's going to be teachers or staff. That's going to be anonymous to the public on who's strapped. And yeah, I think it just needs to be brought to the governor to be signed, but it was definitely voted through 68-28.
So that's they sick of it.
How you feel about bringing your kids to a school where somebody just got the strap and you don't know who it is?
It could be the alternative. I mean, you just hoping, it's a tough situation because you just want to hope that they vetting these people right, but you can just never be too sure.
Things that could happen.
Because I also be seeing videos like kids like slapping the shit out of the teacher.
Yeah.
What if the teacher just become unhinged and just...
I just air out a student? Oh, my God. Oh, my. That'd be a fucking national tragedy.
Yeah.
A badass kid slap a teacher and the teacher just air him out?
That's crazy. So it's like
I cry.
That's the shit that kind of make me a little weary of it. But
you can go left
when you see these kind of active shootings. Sometimes, like when you what was that in Texas? Or like down
there was one in Tennessee recently.
In Tennessee,
really? In Texas, yeah,
March
23rd,
March 2023, they killed 3 children and 3 adults before again.
Yeah, so it'd be a lot of older people and shit.
Christian school.
Yeah, so I'm kind of with it, but I'm kind of not. It's like,
it's a Band-Aid to a bigger problem.
Yeah. You walking through the school, you don't know what teacher strap.
Yeah.
You can't even talk crazy.
Mr.
Johnson, you sit your ass down. Mr. Johnson might got that thing on him.
Feel me?
Let me.
And Mr. Johnson, a pistol with
your
go ass
different.
In class.
They got to be written authorization from the school.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
Local law enforcement, they got to undergo a background check. 40 hours of handgun training.
You going to know who the fuck it is, man.
They going to walk around. They confidence going to be different. They going to take shit in their class.
They can't carry it at school events, though. So stadiums, gymnasiums, auditoriums.
It don't matter. Walking through the fucking doors, Mr. Johnson.
Mr. Johnson walking with a pep in
that
his
nigga
step.
Shoulders hella high.
Hella
shit.
High. He trying to fuck the other teachers. He lit.
He probably get played.
He hella lifting weights now and shit.
He for sure. He's subbing in the PE class now. That's not even on his period. He's science and shit.
And you like, yeah, that nigga got that thing.
They passed it in 2016, but it wasn't implemented.
So now everybody implemented
this law here?
Yeah.
So they already tried to run this.
Yeah, but now they implemented it this year.
Is it Johnson
got that thing on him?
He be doing pull ups and had a little fucking little holster in the back that student's gonna see it.
But it's well needed, man.
Gonna be fake.
He gonna do that. I ain't gonna tell you no more.
Nigga, say it again. And grab. He gonna just reach for his waist just casually all the time. Yeah, nah. It could go left. Prayers up for the Tennessee students, because it's order in the court now.
Man, I don't know, man. Something need to be done, though.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Something need to be done. I'm not too mad at Tennessee for trying to do something.
Right.
But you got to be responsible if something go bad. So I hope they got...
Tennessee got everybody guns.
I hope they got equally anonymous niggas trained... Just in case the niggas who the first niggas they hire go rogue is like,
yeah, they're gonna be like, man, fuck these kids and out.
Yeah, any of these niggas trip, man, you gotta, yeah, go ahead and do what you gotta do.
Shall be interesting.
Yeah. But they should have to go regular screening. They should regular drug, like weekly drug testing. Like, oh, yeah.
No opioids for you, Mr. School Shooter.
Yeah. Nah, you gotta be the teacher. Because you know, everybody got their life outside of their craft, man. You know, I ain't mad at Mr. Johnson going home and smoking a little gas.
Yeah.
But not when you got that thing on you.
Yeah, not when you the designated shooter.
Responsibility, man.
You not a school shooter, bro.
You like the niggas guarding the North.
Yeah, you got to be on
it. You got to be ready to die for this shit, nigga.
Body got to be pure, bro.
Protect them kids.
He got to damn the hack. You got to be able to tap bro lines so you can hear what he talking about. Make sure he good. You know what I mean? We ain't trying to intrude, but we gotta set the AI up so it's keywords. It's picking up keywords. Hold on, send me that combo there. You said what? Yeah, it gotta be some real stiff parameters on these niggas with the gun. Mm-hmm. I'm stiff on gun control. I feel you, man. Yeah. Like that. Shout out to Tennessee, man. Yeah, trying to do something. We'll see what's going on. Absolutely. What else we got? Meg Thee Stallion is back in the courtroom.
Really?
Yeah, man.
She a freak-ass girl.
Freaky?
Oh, that ass. She a freak-ass girl.
Yeah.
She be twerking on Instagram, man.
Freak-ass girl.
Meg Thee Stallion accused. Well, I won't say she's going to the courtroom yet, but that's where these things tend to end up.
Yeah.
Meg Thee Stallion accused of harassment by a cameraman who said he was forced to watch her have sex in the car. Emilio Garcia filed a lawsuit alleging he was trapped inside a moving vehicle with a hip-hop star in a foreign country while she had sex with a woman.
I might have been into that.
You didn't change your tone?
Yeah, I thought it was a nigga this whole time. Like, nigga, I've been uncomfortable. I'm a young lady. We overseas. I'm the cameraman. Respectfully, I wouldn't have called the police. I've just had an experience.
He filed a lawsuit accusing the entertainer of harassment in a hostile work environment.
It was a hot work environment.
Hey, he trying to get that back. He trying to get that back.
I don't know if you get it that way.
Yeah, that's a tough way to get it.
Emilio Garcia said in the suit filed Tuesday in Los Angeles County Superior Court that after the alleged incident, he was warned, don't ever discuss what you saw.
Yeah, like, chill out, man.
And re-rated, fat-shamed, and treated differently by Megan. Ooh. At this point, I think he really pissed off. She fat-shamed.
Yeah, that'll do it.
What you telling nobody? You fat. Fuck. That really hurt.
Gobble neck, bitch. Don't say shit.
Yeah. So, we'll keep an eye on this.
He's trying to get the bag.
For sure, man. Of course. Why wouldn't you?
I would
have
just watched.
Nothing. Freak man.
Yeah, been sitting there just doing your thing. Hella smiling.
That's a what? Take a little sip.
Chill.
You know what?
Like Future said, girls kissing girls, that's amazing to me. Shout out to.
I can understand how maybe Emilio wasn't into that. And if you're not into that,
mind your business then.
Then you've been uncomfortable.
Mind your business.
I'm on vacation, bitch.
I work for you.
Turn your camera off then, man.
Camera off.
Turn your camera off.
Look away, Emilio.
He couldn't even get out the car.
Why not?
He was moving.
Stop.
He hit him with the tray. Hey,
I mean, did she say like, no, you have to sit here and watch me?
Let me out.
But
hey, you don't know what I'm talking about though.
What?
The whole tray from the Boys in the Hood. Let me out.
No.
I knew he didn't know it. I could see it when I looked at
him.
He's
like, yeah.
You don't know.
But, I mean,
sorry.
Y'all would have got out the car? Y'all would have asked out?
If I was uncomfortable.
Would you be uncomfortable in that scenario?
Probably not.
What about you, Mike?
Nope.
I didn't.
Buck up, bucko. But good luck on your court case.
I was about to say, but you can be.
You could be uncomfortable, though.
I was about to say, you can be kind of, well, you know, not as rich or not as wealthy.
I don't even know.
And have watched Meg have sex with a woman, or you can just play uncomfortable and sore and get you some money. That's a dilemma.
I would have just tweeted through it.
You'd have tweeted about it?
Maybe not directly.
Like, oh, man.
In code.
I was just trapped somewhere watching somebody.
It's Stallion going
do
crazy.
Some things to a woman.
Yo, the Stallion going crazy.
Is that why she didn't want nobody to know?
I don't know.
Don't tell nobody. Why she didn't want nobody to tell nobody?
She don't want people to kiss and tell. She just out here. Don't be telling my business.
Oh, so it's the who might be crazy. That might be it.
What's crazy?
Maybe that's why she warned not to say nothing about it. Because it was who it was with. Could have been. It was in a foreign country. Queen of England.
Mm. Didn't she die?
Somebody else going to step in, bro.
That like name will be dropped. If it gets
serious. That shit is serious. This is
what drop?
I said another name will be dropped if it gets serious.
It's right over there? Oh, you talking in the
Meg.
Oh.
Yeah, with the Meg.
Oh, yeah, the other name will get dropped.
If it gets serious, man.
We need to figure it out. I'm going to get right on the job after this.
Another beef.
Channel 24 yeah. News.
Another mention that. Come out.
Maybe Twan will look into it. He probably
yeah, do good I mean, research. Maybe Glorilla diss Damian Lillard's ex-wife.
Glorilla, she got arrested out here last weekend.
No drinking and driving.
Especially not in Gwinnett County.
They'll get you out there.
Yeah, they don't even like black people out there. Don't, yeah. Y'all come out to Atlanta. That's what, let's go ahead. Driver. Let's go ahead. It's getting warm outside. I think it's going to be consistently warm for a minute now. I think we're at that time. My fault. We in Atlanta. We watch people, you know, a lot of tourists come here. We watch people hang out, party all the time. Let's go ahead and get the spring, summertime survival manual started. Okay. Do y'all got a weekly suggestions? You know, we're just going to get some weekly suggestions to the listeners on how to survive. And have an efficient summer, a warm season.
I'll start off with, got to find the festivals here in Atlanta. Okay. Spring to summertime, Atlanta got the festies.
Festies.
Parks, it goes up.
Yeah.
You gotta stay on your toes out here.
What that mean?
You know, you just never know when you got, like, what's going to happen. You know, it could be a sinking hole. It could be a horse right beside you in the middle of the street.
Atlanta give you a lot of different vibes. Really, really
good. Yeah, it's Camp Creek. They be on the horses.
It could be a protest. You know what I mean? Just pulled up right there on the Beltline.
Or the Water Boys.
Or the Water Boys. Like, water boys just stay on your toes, you know.
Hey, big bro. You
know, cars getting
hit
broken
me with the cash app.
Yeah, real quick.
And life hack, man, here's what I'm going to tell you. Whether you live here or you're traveling here, sometimes you got to learn to, especially when you're young, you're going to the club, traveling packs, man. Everybody be wanting to pull up in their whip and shit. I never understood that. Two or three of y'all going to the same spot. I want y'all to just ride together. Or more importantly, get an Uber.
Yeah, skirt, skirt.
Be responsible, man. These decisions y'all make at a young age, because I ain't really talking to the old heads. They kind of figured it out. But you youngsters, man, just, you know, make responsible decisions, man. Traveling packs, traveling with a pack kind of assists with your decision making. Sometimes, normally there's one person there with sense.
Yeah.
And they'll just like, hold on. You know, so just traveling in a pack.
Sense.
Yeah, just have some sense, man.
Just a little bit.
Anything to look forward to this week?
Take me a nap.
NFL draft
is Thursday.
Draft Thursday.
Every year.
More playoffs.
Yeah, definitely playoff basketball.
Potentially a Kendrick track.
Potentially, we never know.
I'm setting my brain to Friday.
Drake track.
Oh,
something gonna happen on Friday. I'm calling it here.
Right, we'll see. Friday here first.
Friday, you heard it here first.
Something Friday.
Shout out.
Something's happening.
Diss all these niggas.
But yeah, man. That's all I got for you, man. Has-Been's Pod. It's your boy, Cam.
Skirt.
Twan. Mike.
We here.
Out.